Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Rebag, your premier destination for luxury resale. Elevate your style with our curated collection of bags, watches, and fine jewelry. At Rebag, quality is our priority. Each piece meticulously vetted and verified by experts, ensuring your investment is nothing short of perfection. Buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Hermes, Chanel, and Cartier. Access expertly crafted and hard-to-find pieces that redefine luxury. Your next investment awaits at Rebag. Get 10% off your first purchase with code REBAG10. That's 10% off the luxury you deserve. Don't miss out. Head to Rebag.com and enter code REBAG10 at checkout. That's REBAG10.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
An Erio's original.
Ladies and gentlemen, and everything in between, welcome to Web Crawlers Live here at 5 Pacific Standard Time, 8 p.m. Eastern Time, 7 p.m. Central Time, maybe.
Maybe.
Maybe not. I am Allie Siegel.
I am Melissa Stettin.
And I'm producer Maria.
Melissa and Maria downloaded this like cool cam thing where you can add like graphics and other cool things to your Zoom. And they only got a subscription for two.
No, that's not true.
That is exactly what's true. And you could have paid for a subscription for three, but they bought the subscription for two. So only they have it. I don't have anything.
I asked you, Melissa.
Yes.
I asked you specifically. I said, do you even want this program? And Allie went, no, I don't want it.
Yeah, you said that after you'd always already bought it for just you two, and you were showing me all the cool things you could do, like add Mr. Bean and stuff.
Oh my God. Mr. Bean. Amazon Sarah says, is Maria wearing lashes?
You do look like you're wearing lashes.
It's not. It's au natural. Just there's a little mascara on there.
Oh, just a...
I haven't worn mascara in months because I haven't left my house. And who do I need to impress, right?
I do it to impress my dad. How many people are in the YouTube right now?
74.
Like 5? Oh, 74. That's more than I thought.
We were worried that it was going to be like 0.
I thought it was going to be like 1 person. So anyways, this is Web Crawlers Live. First things first. Some of you patrons wrote in questions to us.
A lot of questions.
So maybe we can start with that. Oh, my God. Fuck.
What?
Okay. So I'm wearing this bodysuit and it has gloves and I can't, my laptop won't accept my finger sliding. Melissa, will you ask if, or will you answer a few of the first, or read a few of the first questions while I cut off all my fingers?
Mike Spano said, hi, Allie, Melissa, and Maria. What's the biggest thing you've ever gotten away with? Example, my wife once stole a car when she was 16 and took it on a joyride with friends. Shout out to Jody. Damn,
Jodester. That's wild.
What's the biggest thing I've gotten away with? I mean,
I had sex in public against a tree in a park at night.
What?
I'm
was
calling
there anyone else, or was it just you in the police. Tree?
Very funny, Maria. I used to do like public sex. I wasn't like into
really.
It. Yeah, I don't know why. I just used to like in like bathrooms, and like I like had sex in a park against a tree once. So I would say like doing stuff like that. I've had like car sex, but I feel like that's more normal. That's more normal. But yeah, I would say public sex.
Patrick Vasakerly says, just want to give a shout out to producer Maria. So,
oh, that's nice. That's nice.
That is
I would
nice.
Say right, the most, the biggest thing I've gotten away with is just all the drugs I did and I'm still alive.
For sure. Melissa, Maria, what about you? I'm actually really curious about your response.
That I'm not going to have headphones on this full time and Melissa's going to have to edit something together. I don't.
That's up there.
Wow. That's wild.
That's up there.
No, it won't be bad. It won't be bad.
No, it's fine. It's fine. It's a live show.
Should we get to, we've got some people in our waiting room. Should we let someone in?
Yes.
Yes. Yes.
Yes.
So you guys, just to reiterate, it's on my screen right here. But once we connect you, close your YouTube channel.
Mute it
because it'll overlap. So I'm gonna let in someone right now.
Uh-oh. I'm so scared.
Who is it?
Hi, this is Jib.
Is it a video or audio? I feel like we need like.
I think it's just Lauren. Audio. Lauren?
Oh, no, it's a video. It's video.
Oh, hi. I did not expect this. Wow. Hi.
You're number one.
I've never been number one.
You look so
You're
cool.
Always number one in our book.
Oh. Hi.
Hi. Hi. Do you have a question, comment, concern?
I more had a ghost story, so maybe I'm coming.
Yes. Oh my God. Yes.
Where are you from? Where are you right now?
I'm from Australia, but I live in Canada.
Oh. What time zone are you in?
It's just after 8, so it's not too late.
Okay. Yeah. East Coast, eh?
Yeah.
I know Lauren. Lauren and I are friends.
Oh, well, cool.
We're new friends. Yeah.
We're new friends. Okay, tell us this ghost story. I'm so excited.
Okay. So back when I lived in Australia, the first time I lived on my own, I would wake up almost every night with a man in the doorway of my bedroom, just standing in the doorframe watching me. And I would wake up like yelling at him, telling him like, what do you want? Why are you like, I know you're there. And all I could tell is that he had like a smirk on his face. And oh, I just thought it was like a weird sleep, half awake thing for like 3 years. And then I eventually told friends, and I had a nice friend tell me, you need to tell him you're uncomfortable. You don't want him there. So I did that before I went to bed. I basically just spoke out loud to the empty space and said, no, I don't want you here. If you're going to be here, just like, don't watch me sleep. It makes me uncomfortable, et cetera. And I never saw him again. And then I moved to Canada, and about 3 years later, I went home to visit, and a friend of mine had moved into the apartment, and another friend had stayed over, and her and I hung out, and she said she couldn't visit that apartment because she stayed and described the exact same experience.
No.
She walked in the middle of the night and saw this guy, and not knowing that story from me, I had never told her. So,
burn that place to the ground.
Holy shit. Apartment. It should be burned down. But
oh my God. I wonder if someone died there.
I have no idea.
I was going to say, I wonder if you looked into the address in like old archives. Or like newspaper stuff like that, if something weird had happened in that building, or if there was like a murderer or something like that.
It was a really fancy street with really beautiful houses, and it was like the
fuck, that is so crazy. Well, Lauren, thank you so much for that horror story. None of us that is so
fun.
Scary.
That's honestly like
thanks a lot, Lauren.
It's fine. Yeah, I'm sorry. I didn't know I was going to be first. I thought we'd ease into the ghost story.
No, Maria hates it.
It's going downhill from here. You're amazing. Too much. Thank you.
Thank you
so much.
Yeah, thank you.
Bye.
Bye. Wow.
Do you have someone else in the deck too?
Yeah. Hold on. This is all new. We're getting. All right. Let's just see who else is.
Hey.
Allie, are these all your friends, Allie?
No, I greet everyone like they're my friends. Everyone's my friend. Hi, guys. How are you?
I'm Jenna. My name is Mary. We are roomies and BFFs since most of our lives, honestly. Girl Scouts.
Shut up.
Girl Scouts.
On my honor, I will try to serve.
Well, that means they're not lying.
What badges did you guys get? Anything like cool?
I got one for selling over like 250 boxes of cookies.
Damn.
Holy shit.
I don't know. What's your like community service things? Like, we went to a nursing home and like sang Christmas carols, like shit like that. So, I mean, lots of badges. My mom was
Oh my God. We should make web crawlers Girl Scout badges.
Or just
now we're talking.
Just like the packages you put up. Denim jacket? Sure.
Yeah. Really?
Honk, yes. Honk.
Troop crawlers. Do you guys have a comment, question, scary story, anything of the above?
Well, I did post something on the Patreon.
Okay, what is it? What is it? We'll do it now instead of reading it.
I asked Allie, at this point in quarantine, are you desperate enough to pop pussy for Jeb?
Okay, so I don't know if we should say this or not, but I think we found out who.
We don't know for sure.
Oh wait, we did know. We do know who Jeb is.
Yeah,
we're 99% sure. We know.
Okay, you guys, when you call the web crawlers and your number comes up and it doesn't say your name, but we're the web crawlers, and Melissa, as you know, is able to stalk.
You guys did the catfish thing where you reverse looked up a
yes
phone.
You can find anyone
and not that only time. That we went deep, we saw where their family lived, we found them
on Facebook and I was like, I think it's this guy, so I looked at them on Twitter and they follow the web crawlers Twitter, so I was like, this you must be him.
I don't know. Moral of the story is, if you don't want to be caught, you got to get a burner phone.
Yes.
Okay, so yeah, he might be married, so I don't know.
Well, yeah.
I couldn't tell.
That doesn't stop me with my dad.
Exactly.
Jeb as Jeb, I would marry Jeb as a second. Like, the idea of like hanging out at the feed barn and stuff like that sounds like an amazing
the feed
life
store. The feed store.
Sorry, the feed store. Yes, I would like to live a life at the feed
He's
store.
He's got a cute
Jeb.
Dog, half yes. hound, half lab.
I something like that. And he has
like
a
that.
Lot of. He has a big family. Like
his
all that
37 cousins.
I would like, yeah.
If he's not hot as hell, a lot of cousins
that I could choose from. Yeah, so I'm DTJ, down to Jeb. Oh.
Down to Jeb.
I'm down to Jeb.
I reverse looked up a girl's that I was dating's phone number, and I found out that her name wasn't what she told me. That was truly wild observing. I just want to say I watched that all unfold, and that was fucking...
Wow.
Why did she lie about her name?
Warrants? It was like a whole spiel, man. I met her on Tinder. She told me she was like an orthodontist and like made a bunch of money, and I was like 24.
Why would she say she was an orthodontist
at 24?
A lot of things didn't add up, but like
what a weird thing to say.
The laptop we're using currently was a sugar mama.
It was
a gift.
It
was a gift from her.
Are you serious?
Dead ass. Yeah.
Oh my God.
And I'm pretty sure she was actually younger than me, so how she got the money to get the laptop, I don't know.
That is wild.
Super rich, like doctor and or lawyer, but like lived elsewhere, right? They didn't live here.
Oh, I bet her dad or her mom was an orthodontist, and she was just like,
yeah.
That is crazy. Wow, you got a laptop out of it. That's amazing.
Every story has a happy ending. Well, guys, we have to get to someone else in the waiting room now, but thank you guys so much.
Yeah,
you guys are
thank
so awesome.
You so much.
To
love you. I love that you're matching.
We love you. Yeah, you guys are so cute.
They were awesome. I love them.
They were great.
Oh my God, what a crazy story.
That's wild.
That's insane.
Emily.
Hello. Hey.
Hi, how are Allie? You?
Hey, good. You. I kind of know Allie. So I'm like, I have to join the web crawlers. Yes. So I didn't think I would actually get in. I do have a ghost story.
Ooh, yes, what is your story?
My ghost story, I feel like it's pretty on brand with this podcast. I was having sex with my now husband.
Starts out great.
Boyfriend. And we had a paranormal encounter. we were at his parents' house, which he's, you know, his parents lived there for, they've lived there for like almost 40 years now. Before they lived in the house, an old couple had lived in it, and the old man actually died there.
Oh my God.
And whenever they moved into the house, they kept like all of like the furniture and stuff. They just, when the real estate agent sold it, they said, you can keep all the stuff. So I'm thinking maybe that's kind of where maybe there's some, like he's still attached to the objects or something.
Yeah.
So they call this ghost the man in the white shirt. I actually.
The man in the Hawaii shirt?
Oh, white shirt.
That would be so funny if there was a ghost.
It's Jimmy Buffett.
It would be a lot more fun if he was in a Hawaiian shirt. So I have not actually seen this ghost, but we think there's another one in the basement. So man in the white shirt. Yeah. So we got a two for haunting in my in-laws' house.
Oh my God.
Yeah. So the man in the white shirt's upstairs, and what we call the sex ghost is downstairs. So we were downstairs doing the deed, and I hear a door creak open. And in the basement, there are three different closets like lined up in a row. I hear this door creak, and we were all alone in the house. We look like we stopped, and then we looked over, and we saw this door open. Yeah. And then we heard the water come on upstairs. So, and there was no one else there. Like I said, we were downstairs the whole time.
Oh,
so,
God.
Yeah, we've never seen him again or, you know, heard him open the door, but he got an eyeful. So,
Jesus Christ, that's so scary.
Yeah. It's a horny ghost,
a horny demon.
Yeah, the horny ghost. Yes, the sex ghost. Yeah, we
sail
him again. I wonder where he is, honestly.
We're going to have to do a seance for sex ghosts.
I know.
Sex ghost seance.
Maybe we offended him. And I have another connection, I guess. And I know Allie knows this, but I am actually from the town featured in Hellier, where the cult is.
Oh.
Yeah. Or the alleged cult.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm from there. I grew up there.
That's all making sense.
Yeah, exactly. Maybe the sex ghost is in the cult and the man in the white shirt.
Seriously.
It makes sense. You never know. I wouldn't be surprised if it was real on some level. I don't necessarily think that it is as elaborate, the girl in Hellier claims.
Yeah.
Like, there was so much information. I don't even remember all of it. Like there's like glass cages in the caves and or something like that. I think it's crazy, but it wouldn't surprise me if there was something creepy like that. Cause as we know from all the true crime shows, the craziest shit happens in small towns.
If you haven't watched Hellier, it's like, there's beliefs that there's like some like weird child pedophilia cult going on in like the caves of Kentucky, and there's like these Kentucky goblins and like stuff like that.
Yeah, the caves are creepy, and like the whole state is pretty much like a giant cave. Like I could probably like go outside and like dig and I'd find the cave.
It's
so it wouldn't
so
surprise
crazy.
Me if there was like some like creepy, you know, something in the cave. I just don't know if it's that.
Yeah. So we'll have to do some more investigations on that. Whoa, Melissa, cool.
For sure.
Cool change. I wish I could do that. Yeah. we have to move on to someone else in the rooms, but thank you so much for calling, Emily. This was amazing.
Yes. Thanks.
Bye. 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 Talk soon.
Bye.
Do
you want to hear a crazy story?
Yes.
You want to hear it crazy? It's like actually kind of gross. It's actually insane. You might notice when I held him, he doesn't have a collar on right now.
Uh-oh.
So yesterday, Asher is out playing in the backyard and I'm at my parents' house and I let him kind of have like free reign in the backyard and I'm calling his name and he's not coming. And I'm like, where is this dude? Oh, and so like after like 15 minutes of trying to find him, all of a sudden he runs out from the top of the hill. Like my parents' house is pretty there. My parents' backyard is pretty big and there's like a lot of land. So like there's like hills on the side, like their property goes out like farther than the house is. He comes back covered in shit, like, but not his own shit, but like something else's shit. Like a rabbit or like a squirrel or like something. And it's like all over his like throat and like one side of his body and like all over his collar. Like, and this has happened once before, which like is weird, but like Asher is a killer. Like, I don't know what's going, like, he's like 6 pounds, but he,
your dog's a serial killer.
He's a serial killer. Like, he's killed one rabbit before. And like, clearly he killed another rabbit or something. And it must've gone to the bathroom. This is like, I know this is like such a TMI gross story, but I think that Asher must've had like a rabbit in his mouth and was like snapping its neck. And then it like, I think it went to the bathroom on Asher while Asher was killing it.
Jesus. Like, all right. God. I'm letting Farah.
I'm going to go get my charger. I'll be right back.
All right. Farah.
Oh my God. That was a cool story. Hello, Farah. Where are you from?
I'm from the Middle East.
Oh my God. What time is it there?
3 a.m. and y'all are telling ghost stories.
It's 3 a.m.
Yes, holy cow. No one is mentioning what's going on over there.
She's wearing a green unitard.
God, this is sick. We're going to get flagged.
Are you okay?
Oh my God.
Guys, I have a scary twin story.
Oh my God.
Go for it. I hate twins. Go for it.
You know that email that you read about the twins?
Yeah.
Yes.
That was my twin. And I sent you the exact email and we didn't know.
No, Farah, stop.
Wait.
Okay, so she texted me. She was like, our story's on web crawlers. And I'm like, okay, cool. And I thought it was my email, but it was her email.
I'm really upset.
I'm gonna barf.
I know. It's insane.
No. Oh my God.
We're also 19 and still sleep together in the same room. And like a few weeks ago, my mom told me a story that when we were kids, we had like different beds, but when we would wake up in each other's bed.
Oh, you don't remember like going into.
Yeah, I don't.
Oh my God.
Well, it's because you're one entity.
That is so scary.
That's
wait, so
crazy.
When you feel sick or like when she feels sick, can you feel it?
It's not more of a feeling. It's more of like I'm upset that she's sick.
Oh my God. This is
my mom told me that we used to get sick at the same time when we were younger.
Oh no.
There's something not right. You've got devil genes in you.
Because we look like one person.
Are you guys identical or fraternal?
Yeah. Are you guys sitting like in one in front of the other right now and you're just doing this thing?
Oh my God.
Look at this.
Okay, that's the cutest picture I've ever seen of all time. Also, that's my haircut. I was going to say that is my haircut right now.
I lost your haircut when I was younger.
Oh my
Thank
God.
Thank you so much for calling in. That's
cute.
That's creepy.
That's crazy. Twins
scary.
Continue to be terrifying.
Alarming.
Alarming.
Thank you guys. I love your podcast.
We Thank love you.
For
Thank
you. Calling in. Bye.
People in the YouTube, Kevin Chavez in the YouTube chat says, why is she dressed like Gumby?
Why not?
All right. And if you guys can always change your name or just not do video if you guys want to be in the
we have Maggie.
Hi.
Okay.
Hello. Great. How are you?
I'm good. How are you guys?
Doing
good.
Well.
Where are you calling from?
I'm Maggie. It says my maiden name on there for some reason. Berg. I'm from New Orleans. I'm with my husband's playing some video games right now.
New Orleans?
What time is it in New Orleans?
7:30.
Okay.
So that are you Central Time?
Central Time. Right. Yes.
Let's wow. not get into this again. One for one.
I knew it. Do you have a question, comment, ghost story, something crazy to say or do?
So I had emailed y'all because my husband and I have done ghost tours out here before.
Yes.
Oh,
yeah.
Yes.
So like the casket. Oh, there's that.
Hey.
So yeah, we were tour guides out here in New Orleans before tourism stopped.
Yeah.
He has his own company and everything for it. He's the historian, actually. Yeah. So we've got plenty of fun ghost stories and different things. He used to consistently, every night that he would do his ghost tour, he would touch the Lawlery Mansion because people were like really thought that would be a weird thing to do because that's one of the most haunted buildings in the country, at least. And in one point when he had like said, all right, so a lot of people don't even want to be here or touch this place, but I touch it every night. And then within like a week, he lost like 2 out of his 3 jobs. So, and then one of our other roommates, who was also told us to do that, he had an STD scare that week.
Now
we do not walk on that same side of the street whenever we go over there because
chlamydia.
Those are like life change. That's like a ghost being like, no, let's look at your life. You know what I mean?
Wow.
Oh, and Alan broke out in hives. He's telling me I'm remembering that. Then they would also mess around when they were out doing their ghost tours. I hear them upstairs moving chairs and different things. So that's But we have tons of ghost stories. Our favorite one was the Casket Girls, the vampires.
What's that?
That's the origin of vampires in North America. So back in the day, years ago, when France took over Louisiana area, they brought in a bunch of prisoners because they couldn't get anybody else to come to New Orleans because it was swampy and scary. But they wanted to make it a colony where people lived and like thrived. So they realized we just have a bunch of dudes. So like, well, we have a really full women's prison. So how about we bring them over? And the Ursuline nuns in New Orleans said, wait, maybe we shouldn't bring a bunch of prostitutes over. Let's fix that first. So all the girls got off the boat at night. The guys didn't know they were coming in, and they hid them in the convent for a couple months and taught them manners and do their prayers and different things. And then finally they all got to go out, but they only had their prison wear, which was white dresses. And they're all inside forever, so they're super pale. And their luggage came in these pine boxes because they didn't have any luggage because they were just prisoners. They just brought in a bunch of caskets the morning after they brought the girls in. And then they finally got to go out, but everybody was afraid that they were vampires, so all the guys were kind of scared to go hang out with the girls. But one of Alan's favorite jokes is, who's the guy that decided, you know what, even if she's a vampire, I'm going to try it out.
That's crazy. What is that called again? What were they called? The Casket Girls?
Yeah, the Casket Girls.
That's interesting.
That's really interesting.
That's crazy. That sounds like it's a horny story. Whoa, this is wild. Thank you. I have one question. How did you get into ghost tourism?
So we moved here almost 5 years ago exactly, and my husband had studied French mostly French colonialism and French and Spanish languages in college. So when we moved out here, one of my cousins, she actually lived here and was doing ghost tours, because that's a pretty common job that you can do. You have to get a tour guide's license, so you have to pass a test to make sure that you're not just selling a bunch of shit, but like,
right,
you know what you're talking about. And then you just work, there's a bunch of different companies, there were a bunch of different companies, a ton of walking tours.
Yeah.
Now, but yeah, it's just, you can do different types of tours. He would do pub crawl tours, so it would be a haunted pub, and he'd tell the
story. So you just had to get like your, just do they give you like a pamphlet of information that you memorize based on like the tour that you're giving, or do you have to research it yourself?
Yeah, so you, there's like a different course books that you can have that you can read, or that you can learn from to take the test. And then depending on your tour or the company, they either give you a script or you make your own stories and different things. Oh yeah. All right. It's called The Beautiful Crescent.
Wow.
Oh, shit.
The history of New Orleans. And it talks about like the architecture and, you know, I mean, this is over a 300-year-old city. It's one of the oldest cities in America. So.
That's wild. Well, thank you so much. This has been so cool. And maybe I'll get into ghost tourism. I feel like that'd be like a fun.
Yeah, that sounds like a good occupation that you, for me.
Yeah. Have a lot of fun drinks with you in New Orleans.
Yeah, it's incredible. Yeah. Thank you, Maggie. You're so awesome.
Thanks, Maggie. Thank you.
Bye.
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 Okay, we'll just answer like a few of these.
Yeah.
Would you rather have hot dogs for arms or hot dogs for legs? That's what Rebecca Purdue wants to know.
Well, legs, because I wouldn't want to eat them. I'd be like, I need these, and they wouldn't be easy to eat, you know?
Yeah, and you could still move around and stuff.
Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.
Tired of ads interrupting your gripping investigations? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Ads shouldn't be the scariest thing about true crime. Start listening by downloading the Amazon Music app for free, or go to amazon.com/truecrimeadfree. That's amazon.com/truecrimeadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey everyone, I'm Craig Robinson, co-host of the Ways to Win podcast, alongside my good friend John Calipari. I've been on the go recently. Phoenix, Kansas City, Chicago. If you're like me and have a home but aren't always at home, you have an Airbnb. Hosting your home or a spare room is a very practical side hustle. If you live in a big game town, you can Airbnb your place for fans to stay in. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
I'm letting him say this is ridiculous.
MK Ultra.
I'm trying to meet you guys. Oh God. Okay. I did it. Wow. I've been on Zoom like so much in the pandemic, you would think I would have this mastered by now, but it's still so chaotic. Oh my God. Hi. This is so fun. I'm not going to be able to top the murderer story, but I do have a fun new cryptid for you.
Oh my God, yes, tell us.
So I am the one that called about Teal Swan a few weeks ago.
Oh, yes, yes.
And I'm the mom of Scully, the dog named after the X-Files, just for context.
Yes.
I live in Washington, D.C., but I grew up in the suburbs, and we had a cryptid called the Bunny Man, and he was in Clifton, Virginia, so that was like the rich part of the town that I went to high school in. And so people thought there used to be like a mental institution in Clifton that people would escape from. And it was in the 60s and 70s. So it was a lot of people that had like PTSD from Vietnam and things like that. So basically there's two lines of thinking in the 70s of what this guy did, because they found mutilated bodies of animals, of people, of all sorts of crazy shit. So some people think it was an escaped man from a sanatorium. Is that the name?
Yeah, sure.
Who was wearing a buddy suit for God knows what reason. cannibal. And then the other camp that was what me and my friends thought when we went there to see it, it was very disturbing, was that it was like a cryptid that was kind of like the Mothman, but with bunny ears and big.
Yes, that's cool.
Yeah, the bridge is really creepy. It just looks kind of like if you've ever been in a neighborhood that was built over water and they have like a big cement circle so it can like run under a road. It doesn't look like much, but the vibes are so bad, so off. I'm a pretty sensitive person to things like that. And yeah. I just remember being like, fuck no. And I stood there and I was like, y'all can run through this. I'm going to hang out here in case you get got by the bunny man and I will cops. Like, it was crazy. So, I mean, I'm a journalist, so I the jury's out. I don't want to like make assumptions, much like with Teal Swan, but I think it was a cryptid, a bunny cryptid. So
it could have been Jake Gyllenhaal from Donnie Darko as well.
It could have been. I guess that I was reading about it today because I was like, oh, I'm going to call in and tell them about the bunny man. And I guess that it's been referenced in pop culture a few times. There was like a podcast where they talked about it too. But I think that I would love the web crawler's take on it because even though I feel like a lot of the stuff you guys cover, you know, other people have chatted about your perspective on it is always so interesting and so fun. So anyway, just wanted to share new cryptid to add to the litany of cryptids that you guys have.
That's amazing.
Thank you for letting me into the Zoom. And
oh my God. No, thank you. That's crazy. I love mental institution stories.
Yeah.
I don't know if that's PC to say, but.
Well, I mean, it's crazy like how far, you know, we've come with like understanding mental health and getting help. And so I wonder, you know, if the decline of things like that is because we are a much more empathetic society and people have actually access to those types of things.
Yeah, totally.
Which is good, but it is crazy to think about that it could just be a fucking giant man with bunny ears too. So.
Yeah, sure.
What I truly think. So if you ever find yourself in DC, it's about 30 minutes out from DC. It's really fucking disturbing, but it's a fun trip. So yeah.
Yeah. We're going to look into it.
I'll check it out.
Definitely. Make a trip to DC, not for anything else. Just the bunny
man.
Just the bunny man. Yeah.
Yep.
Thanks, MK.
Thanks, guys.
Thanks. Bye. Wow.
So there's people
in the comments who say, oh my God, I've heard Dana Wicken said, oh my God, I've heard of the bunny man. And
yeah.
I'm a stringer. I know the bunny man too. I've never heard of the bunny man.
I'm also seeing some people say they can't concentrate because of my incredible outfit.
comes another. Oh my God.
Wow. Two dudes.
Wow.
Two dudes, one Epstein Island.
Whoa, that's you have to unmute your audio on Zoom.
Hello.
Hello.
Loving your Portishead shirt.
Thank you.
Great band.
First off, me and my boyfriend are super fans. I recommended the Natalia Barnett story and he did Johnny Gosh.
Shut up, really?
Wow. Amazing.
Oh my God, incredible.
And
you're part of the web crawlers, basically.
Yeah, you know, we're like the unofficial, like, fourth or fifth.
Wow.
You guys keep this podcast running, seriously. We have no ideas of our own.
No. Where are you guys from?
New York, Queens.
Mm.
Amazing.
We're on that Queens. East Coast time.
Wow. 3 hours.
Eight forty-four.
I wanted to call in. I don't know if you took a peek of what's behind me.
We know.
It's a little graphic.
But you're not actually there right now.
I am not. But how weird is it that we actually haven't seen Ghislaine's mugshot?
Okay.
Right.
Or any of her being transported from like different jails and whatever, like, I don't know.
There's no pictures of that at all. Were there any pictures of her at that deposition that was like a couple weeks ago?
There's a court drawing. Yeah.
There's a drawing, right.
A lot of people on the internet think that she's actually not in custody and that she's like doing her own thing and they're just like, I don't know. Saying she's in custody to like placate everybody who's like up in arms about everything.
Oh my God, this makes sense.
No, we haven't seen any photos.
Mugshot. We saw Jeffrey Epstein's mugshot, but not one of
Jeanette. Yeah.
Crazy, right?
Yeah, she was arrested and detained, and she was like,
"Yeah, there's no evidence for another year."
No, she's out. She's out. She's doing her own thing.
She's underwater in a submarine.
Yeah, did you see the emails where it's like, "Don't worry, Ghislaine, you can still go to the water conference. Like, everyone still likes you."
Yeah, it's
so weird.
And then more documents are coming out Monday, apparently, like from stuff that she has said.
Ooh. Allegedly, if they even have her in custody.
Right.
Do you guys think anything is going to happen with Bill Clinton? Or do you think the Clintons are going to make like a statement about everything?
I don't know if these dominoes are going to fall. But when, I mean, I just can't imagine a world where like people are held accountable for this stuff.
Because like Dershowitz is like, he needs to go down. It is
obvious.
I think he will go down.
I feel like the Clintons are like impervious.
Yeah,
to,
I feel like they're to, not going to. I feel like nothing's going to happen to them.
I know that Bill said that he had never been to the island or whatever, but...
Oh, he's lying.
Bill.
Lying. Like, even in that documentary, that Netflix documentary, they said...
Yeah.
Like, I saw Bill Clinton sitting on the porch of the house drinking with...
Yeah.
And in the documentary, they said he was alone, but then in these files, they say that there were girls there at the time. So it's like, who? What's the deal? There's three different stories.
Yeah.
So
it is crazy. Well, that is, I really love that idea of like, and if you're listening for like the 110 people, I don't want to brag, but for the 110 people, like, what's the deal with no mugshot of Ghislaine and no pictures of her being transported? That's like an amazing, amazing note that you guys brought up. Like, what's the deal with that?
What's the deal
with no mugshot? Guys, you're amazing. And that gave us something to ponder for sure. Thank you so much for calling in. And you win Best Zoom Background of the Year Award.
Thank you for picking up our phone call. We listen to you all the time.
Oh my God, thank you. You're the best. You guys should call in for a, we'll do a Ghislaine episode and you guys can be our expert guests.
Yeah.
Bye, guys.
Bye. Everyone's so
all
sweet.
Of our listeners are so awesome.
All right, here comes Joran.
Joran made
the web crawlers song.
The jingle. Six.
Didn't
six,
he also make the web crawlers six, song?
No, a different guy, Nick Bowen, made the
other
song. Joran, where are you?
I'm in my car. I was picking up some pizza.
Oh, hell yeah. What kind of pizza?
Little Caesar's pizza.
Meep, meep.
I love it. A Friday night pizza is the best.
Oh, it's Friday. Yeah. I didn't even.
It is Friday. I don't know. What flavor pizza did you get?
I got pepperoni and pineapple. Classic.
You know, I love pineapple and ham on pizza. People think it's crazy. I fucking love it.
Pineapple on pizza is good, but I don't need the ham. I don't need it.
I'm going to start an argument in the comments. I feel like
is salami ham?
What?
It's like a cured.
I mean, it's pepperoni ham.
No.
I don't know what pepperoni
is. It's a sauce.
What is pepperoni?
It's some kind of sausage.
It's like a spicy sausage.
From what animal? What animal is pepperoni from?
Not a pig. I'm pretty sure. I don't know.
Okay, I'm sure this isn't why you called in. What's up?
Wait, where are you, by the way? Where are you living?
I'm in the Dallas area.
Okay.
From Chicago, originally. Though.
Oh, great.
So, got that connection.
Podcast, baby.
I was going to ask you guys about Ghislaine, but I guess you just talked about it, so.
No, that's okay. Yeah. What do you want to know? What is your question? Let's get into it.
Are you? I feel like I'm your therapist with you lounging down like that.
What do you want to know?
I was looking at the black screen here, so I don't know really what you were talking about with the previous people, because I'm on my phone, you know. But I was just wondering about the unsealed documents, what discoveries you have
made.
Well,
first of all, I think Dershowitz is going down for sure.
Yeah.
And also, they said that Dershowitz wrote something in like 1994 about how like statutory rape isn't a thing and how like,
yes.
having sex with young girls is okay?
I think he said if like 14-year-old girls are allowed to get abortions, then they should be mature enough to have sex.
It's insane. And then it's crazy. And then you found all sorts of weird stuff that you posted on the web crawlers account. What was it that you found?
So there were emails between Jeffrey and Ghislaine. Jeffrey was like coaching her on how to like, just say you're not involved in anything. And she was like, well, can you say that Shelly has been your girlfriend for 3 years, like 99 to 01. And I'm like, who's a Shelly woman? And then I found online, it's this girl named, a woman named Shelly Lewis. And she's on the flight logs. She's from the UK, I believe. She worked at Christie's, the auction house. And she's in some photos with like people who Jeffrey Epstein knows. And she works as like some weird sacred healing place in New York currently.
That's embarrassing. Like doing therapy, I wonder if they're hiring. Another thing though, that's not to be confused though. There's also another Shelly, whatever, who's a flat earther. Who's like a famous flat earther.
Yeah. Shelly Lewis is a famous flat earther too.
Yeah.
Not that was the same woman.
Not the same woman.
Famous flat earthers.
She's like in the YouTube flat earth scene.
The flat earther community.
Yeah. She's big in the flat earther community.
I'm going to say this, you guys, in connection to Ghislaine, Weird Lectures on YouTube said, federal mugshots are not supposed to be released to the public due to their ability to influence potential jurors with a presumption of guilt. So I don't know if that's why Ghislaine's mugshot isn't out there, but I'm not a scientist, so I don't know.
How did Jeffrey Epstein's mugshot get out there then?
Because he was guilty.
Was it out there before he died?
I don't know. Yeah, I think so.
I think so.
Yeah, I don't know.
Who knows?
Big discussion on the YouTube right now also about what pepperoni is, but that seems like a conversation for another time. Anyways, thank you so much for calling in.
Thanks for calling, George.
You're the best. And we love our jingle. You're so awesome. Yeah.
Oh, thank you. You're awesome.
All right, have a good rest of the day. Enjoy your pizza.
Bye. Okay, I'm going to love it. Bye.
Bye.
Oh, man, we're running out of time, but I guess we gotta let them through. Let them through.
Caroline. Hello.
I've been listening since day one.
Oh, thank you.
Y'all, I have moved across the country. To Bodega Bay to start my PhD.
God, congratulations.
Thank you. And I drove across the country and I've listened to you guys. Sorry.
That's nice.
My big sisters. And I just like.
Oh my God.
We're little sisters, Caroline.
We're 21.
Every day.
We're tween friends.
Oh my God.
Oh my God.
I was like cleaning the tanks yesterday because I'm in marine biology.
That's so cool.
I was like cleaning the tanks yesterday and I was listening to the mailbag episode and I was like, damn, I should really send them an email, man, and like send them a picture of like my view from work and me and my waiters with like listening to y'all's podcast, like, hell yeah, like dump his ass, like don't like whatever. Like just doing it like in this big ass tank, like in my waders. And like, I was just like, oh, like I got off work and I was like, I have to get on here. Like I got on at 5:30 and I'm like, you know what? Like, let's give it a shot and like hop on.
You made it.
You made it.
Look at, I have seaweed.
Bro, you have seaweed. Yeah, I came from Atlanta. So I live on Bodega Bay and I don't have a ghost story.
Where is Bodega Bay?
Okay, so it's like an hour north of San Francisco.
Oh.
So you know like the Alfred Hitchcock movie, The Birds?
Yeah. Yes.
So my room, like where I live, is where they filmed The Birds.
No.
No.
Like, and it's funny because I was attacked by a seagull like 2 days ago. And I was like,
2 days ago?
Hell no. And I was like running back to my dorm like, nah. But I'm literally like all alone in my dorm with my bike, like just like working in the morning, like coming back, like gotta listen to web crawlers, like y'all are my people. Like,
so, oh my God, I love
that's
that.
So awesome.
Like, thank you so much. And Just like one other story is like I worked on the Great Lakes on Beaver Island in like,
I love Beaver Island. I've been there.
Yeah, where the beaver is real. Like, okay.
Yeah.
So there's
Allie,
like a
calm down, Allie.
I was going to make a joke and I didn't say anything.
I saw it in your eyes.
Oh, Allie, that's the joke. That's the joke, Allie.
That's the joke.
So, like, we were like biking around the island and we were just like exploring. So we stopped by this lighthouse and we like went all the way up to the top of the lighthouse.
I've been there.
So then we went back down, and then, you know, in Michigan, like, what do you do in the summer at night? You just, like, drink beer and, like, hammer stumps. Like, that's what they do up there. Yeah. So we were just doing that, and then these people, like, came out of the woods, and they were ghost hunters. And so we were just chilling, and we didn't, like, feel anything weird when we were in the lighthouse. But apparently there's a ghost that haunts that lighthouse who,
yeah,
like, that woman was, like, decapitated or something. You just, like, feel like apparently when you go in there, like your head sometimes hurts or like
your neck, oh my god,
or something, because that's her like telling you like I'm in pain or something.
Oh my god.
Yeah, fine, but that's like my only ghost holy story that shit. And then like I live where they filmed the birds, but
that's amazing.
But I'm definitely
so much for calling in.
Oh my god,
dude, you're our little sister.
Yeah, and I always play y'all when we're processing samples, so now all my lab mates know of you guys. So
that's amazing.
What kind of animals do you work with? What marine life?
So I'm right now working. I was hired to look at wasting diseases in seagrasses. I'm looking at how, like, why are they all dying? So there's wasting disease that's like killing seagrasses and sea stars. What this disease is and why they're dying. So I'm looking at the microbiology and chemistry of them. So like that's awesome. My goal.
Work wow, bless your heart.
Yeah. Awesome. Cool.
That's cool. Yeah.
We're just podcasting.
I literally take over an hour.
Oh my god, you're so amazing. Caroline, thank you so much. And please
thank
email
you so
us.
Much.
You're the best.
Oh, thank you. Yeah. Have a great
stay
day.
Stay safe from birds. You too.
Watch over the birds.
Bye.
Bye. That's amazing.
The people in the comments love Caroline. Caroline.
Yeah, Caroline's a fan insane. Favorite.
Oh, how cute. Caroline deserves her own Craig's Corner recurring segment. Smart sister. Oh, smart, my God. STEM sister. Queen, we love you. This is so cool.
STEM queen.
STEM queen.
Oh, my God. That's so cute.
Hi, Rachel.
What Hi. Is Allie's body doing?
Well, it was when you were sitting up, Allie. Like,
Tyler?
Oh, hi. Here's Tyler. Hi.
Hey. Big fan,
How's
guys.
How's it going?
Going good. I just wanted to show you that I have this shirt.
Who is that?
Father Yod. Yeah, Father Yod? Yeah.
Holy shit. Where'd you get that?
American Apparel.
of course
yeah,
they
you
would
did.
Sell that. Yeah,
but it's funny because like you guys were playing or you guys were doing that episode like when I was wearing it.
Oh, no way.
Yeah. What?
Weird.
But you wear that shirt every day though, so that's not weird.
Tyler, where are you from?
I'm in Seattle.
All right.
Ooh.
Solid.
That makes sense. Yep. Yeah. I can see it.
And just so you know, Tyler, people in the chat are saying you're cute. So if you want to head over to the YouTube chat, you might.
Tyler's a cutie. Yeah,
sliding in.
I'll be swinging by there. Yeah.
That's why I asked Tyler where he's from. If he was from LA, I was going to just say, you know, what's Tyler's deal?
Yeah. So that was pretty much all I had to say, but.
Okay, Tyler.
For calling
great.
In.
Great. Thanks
Thank
for
you,
popping in.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye. All right. We'll let our last caller in now.
Okay.
Okay. Let's we should see. Do this again because we have so many.
Yeah. Yeah, this has been fun.
Fans.
Nicole.
Nicole.
Looks like. That's my favorite thing of all time. Hi, Nicole. How are you?
Hi. What are you guys doing here? Oh my gosh.
What are you doing in my living room?
I have a creepy kid story for you guys.
Oh my God, tell us.
Great. Okay. Great. So I have an adorable little girl, and the one night she comes down the steps crying, right? And she has long, dark, black hair. Oh, it's already creepy.
Oh, God.
And she tells me that a man came down the stairs of the attic that leads to her room, stood at the foot of her bed, and screamed with no face. And he couldn't make a sound, so all she heard was his gasping.
No!
Okay. Yes, yes.
How old is she?
She was like three or four, maybe five at the time, okay? So old enough to know that this was not a dream, yeah. Okay? Holy then shit. It starts happening more often.
No!
She keeps come down the stairs and everything. And eventually she says that he stops screaming and he's just staring in the corner of her room, and then he goes back up to the attic. Now, the icing on this cake is that we live in my husband's grandparents' house, and he had an uncle who was in the military who lived up in the attic because it was a very big family, and that was the only place he could live. Uh-huh. And he died when he was very young. And so we think that the person coming down the attic might be him because his bed was up there. And everything.
And
he died when he was in his 20s. Very young.
Is this still happening currently?
No, but every now and again, she'll still say, like, the dark man was there. Or she'll remember it and ask about it. And we kind of just tell her it's a dream. We're like,
it's not real, sweetie.
Like, she even, like, she would talk about it to other people. She would,
Oh, my God.
And then she started putting dream catchers everywhere, and now it seems to have stopped. So maybe, I don't know.
Interesting.
Holy shit, everyone run to Etsy and buy a dream catcher.
You should sell dream catchers on the web
probably. In the store, yeah.
People in the chat are hating that story so much. People are saying they don't like it. They
burn it to the ground. Fuck that noise. Yeah. I don't
scary.
Like this.
Abort. Holy shit. Well, none of us are sleeping tonight now. Nicole,
great.
Thank you so much for that story. And also thank you for the best Zoom entrance of all time. It looked like we somehow invaded
you.
Your house.
We were interrupting you.
Oh, okay. You guys
it was the best thing
in.
Of all time.
Yeah. Where are you, Nicole, by the way? Where are you calling in from?
Pennsylvania, Harrisburg.
Nice.
So I live across the steel stacks, train yard, you know.
Oh my God. What time is it there right now?
8 o'clock. Or 9 actually now.
6, 7,
but
eight,
thank
nine.
You guys. I love your show so much. You guys have been the best. I mean, you're just awesome. I love your show
so
much.
We love you.
Oh, thank you.
And your glasses match my outfit.
Yes, they do.
I should get them. Okay, have a good rest of the night, Nicole.
Thanks, Nicole.
Bye.
Thank you, guys. Bye.
What a wild ride that was.
That was a wild ride.
So many ghosts.
Let's just see if there's anything that we need to address in the chat real quick. Maybe like about my body or
dream
my
catchers
or
work.
What I'm wearing.
Apparently, Dana said dream catchers work. Stephanie says, fuck that noise.
Do you guys like this? Should we keep doing these? I mean, I think this could be a weekly occurrence.
I think it'd be a really fun once a week thing to do.
I wonder we choose topics, like, and then people can call
that's
in.
That's a good idea.
Topics, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. Like this week we're talking about Jizz Glane. Next week we're talking about aliens, or like now it's ghosts, or now it's true crime, like stuff like that.
Yeah.
Or the bunny man.
Yes. Yeah. Or like cryptids, or like stories from your hometown. Like that would be, I think that'd be cool.
Yeah.
People are loving it. Nicole says, please do more. Debbie says she's going to leave a voicemail. And
it's 2 a.m. in the UK.
Wow.
Nicole, hi.
I actually, I, I agree with this. I love this lighting, Maria, for you too. Like, what lighting are you utilizing?
I'm just in the bedroom. Like, I don't have any specific lighting. It's just an overhead light in the bedroom.
Well, it's lovely.
It, like, it's literally lovely. Looks like you have a professional lighting
yeah.
crew.
Yeah.
And I'm using a ring light, and it's, like, making me uglier. I, like, legit set up a ring light, and it's just, like, magnifying my acne. Meanwhile, your
lighting looks beautiful. It's very soft and lovely.
It might be the green you're wearing that's causing you to.
You don't think that green, lime green spandex is my color?
I like how weird. It contrasts with the pink mic. It looks nice.
These are two really low key, cool colors that go well together. Wow, a lot of Maria looks beautiful in the chat.
Yeah, a lot.
Thank you.
A lot.
All right. Well, please do a lot of good stuff. Okay. Well, anyways, thank you guys for tuning in.
Join the Patreon if you want more, right?
Yeah. So join the Patreon because people might get extra special Patreon stuff for our live chat. So you never know. Patreon.com/webcrawlers. You can join for as little as $2 a month. Just, you know, it's a crazy world out there. So
crazy out there. Be safe.
Who knows what Patreon, like, what if the apocalypse happens and only people with Patreon get saved. Like, you're going to want to join.
That is a strong possibility.
Yeah.
Well, people are saying you look beautiful, Allie. Everyone's saying you look beautiful.
Are they saying anything about Asher looking beautiful?
No.
You know, no, but like, I think they all think that
they're intimidating.
Beautiful.
Yeah, I think they're thinking. Okay. Well, I got a pee. Real bad. So should we wrap this up?
Sure.
Okay. Well, anyways, I'm Allie Siegel.
And I'm Mr. Bean.
La la la.
And I'm producer Maria saying thanks a lot.
And toodaloo.
Thanks a lot.
Okay. I actually legit, I have to ask an awkward question. Do to get out of this live stream, like, should I click leave? Like, do I click leave now?
An Erios original.
Tired of ads interrupting your gripping investigations? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Ads shouldn't be the scariest thing about true crime. Start listening by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/truecrimeadfree. That's amazon.com/truecrimeadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.